This is Dr. Singham. I'm dictating from Well at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, last name is Billingsley, B-I-L-L-I-N-G-S-E-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 7/4/1953. Date of evaluation 9/1/2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of schizoaffective disorder, comma, bipolar type, and to assess capacity to make informed medical decisions. History present illness. This is a 70 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 8/29/2023 upon transfer from Sinai Grace Hospital. Chart indicates history of metabolic encephalopathy, difficulty walking, hypertension, supraventricular tachycardia, acute embolism and thrombosis of unspecified deep vein of right lower extremity, history of CVA, ASHD, osteoarthritis, alcohol abuse, bipolar disorder, history of falls, chronic hepatic failure, nicotine dependence, patient knew that she came from Sinai Grace Hospital. The reports that she had quote nervous breakdown, unquote. Patient admits to drinking some rum and vodka at times. Patient acknowledged that she has been taking Seroquel for a long time and was wondering if we can prescribe an anti-anxiety medications. Here her chart indicates history of taking Cymbalta and Xanax PRN previously. She denied auditory visual hallucinations. She denied persecutory delusions. She denied any thoughts of harm to self or others. Period, no reports of persistent depression. Period, patient talked about publishing a cookbook and her biography and reports that she's waiting to find a publisher. Period, that she acknowledged that she has cirrhosis of liver and has a past history of tardive dyskinesia from exposure to certain antipsychotic medications. Next paragraph, she reports that she lived in Florida for 35 years and was under care of a psychiatrist, but came back here because her dad got sick. Patient reports that she has one brother left and two sisters left. She reports that she was married twice. She reports that she has a son and daughter. Patient talked about having a degree in psychology and reports that she got it online. Here she acknowledged multiple psychiatric hospitalizations. Patient believed that she was going to Lincoln Behavioral Health. However, her compliance on treatment seems to be poor. Next paragraph. Under review of system, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, non-reported musculoskeletal, weakness, skin neurologic, non-reported psychiatric, CA, HPI, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental self-examination. Blood pressure is 105 over 72, pulse 80, respiration 17. Next paragraph, mental self-examination. General, appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements. Not walking independently, gait, wheelchair, self-propelled speech, clear mood, euthymic, thought processes, intact associations, somewhat circumstantial, thought content denied, suicidal, homicidal thought, perceptual disturbances denied, auditory, visual hallucination, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, place, and time. Memory recent, intact for recent events. Attention, concentration, normal language with the normal fund of knowledge. Fair judgment and insight limited. Medications. Under current medication, Seroquel 200 milligram AM and HS. Next paragraph, under assessment plans, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type F25.0. Our plans continue. Seroquel as prescribed. Number 2, alcohol dependence on complicated F10.20. May benefit from substance abuse counseling. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors or new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, number 3, patient has a long-standing history of mental illness. A history of a poor compliance on treatment recommendations, period, multiple medical problems. History of alcohol abuse, limited insight and poor judgment. He or she seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative risk-benefit analysis, a common side effects of antipsychotics, risk-benefit statements. And risk-benefit statement. In my medical determination, the above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is the end of dictation.